Well, maybe you want to take a train through a tunnel. Maybe you want to drive. But if you do, just remember to take off your Google Glass.
Google Glass. That's what people are testing for Google. They let users use voice commands to take photos or videos, send emails, get directions. They look like glasses. Celia Abadi was a tester in San Diego, and on Tuesday, an officer ticketed her for driving while wearing Google Glass.
He started to ask questions about why are you wearing Google Glass while you're driving? And he was very like, why? Like, it was a super crime. I got very shocked. I never heard that it was illegal in California before.
Well, technically, Abadi was cited for distracted driving after being pulled over for speeding. But this, Jeremy, could be the first time a ticket noted that someone was wearing Google Glass while driving.
And Abadi did say that the device wasn't even turned on. But Google fans are rallying to her cause, offering to help her fight the case in court. They say the law cited in the case is meant to prevent people from watching TV while driving, that it does allow people to use GPS and mapping tools. One fellow Google Glass user named Aaron Kasten wrote, "Glass is far safer than any other means of information delivery. It is out of your view and not distracting."
I'm still thinking people watch TV while they're driving.
Yeah, I know.
Your thoughts at Google Glass, please, especially if you use them, at hereandnow.org. You can tweet us at hereandnowrobin.
And at Jeremy Hobson, and don't tweet us while you're driving, even if you're wearing Google Glass and you think that it's okay to wear Google Glass while driving. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.